Yeah, well, I mean, we've had a tough time scoring all year. I mean, it's well documented, obviously, and you know, it's not because we didn't work on it or we didn't try hard or whatever you want to call it, but it's just there was different facets of the game, and that's one area. You know, we were awesome without the puck, but then when you don't score, you know, there's the margin of error is very, very thin. And, you know, tonight was one of those games where you could see we had a lot of pressure in the first period, a lot of chances to create, a one or two goal lead. We don't. And, you know, and there you are at the end with a 1-1 game. And the guys had found a way in all those situations to be that team that, you know, that did what Coburg did tonight, get that next goal. And, you know, when you're playing on the edge there as long as we did, law of averages, sooner or later it was going to go against us. But you know what, it's difficult for the guys, not as much for myself. I mean, it's you know, you want to win, you so badly do, but I'm upset for the guys, because you know, when I recruit these players, I basically sit them down and talk about what's expected. And what's expected out of this group, out of a player when it comes to Penticton, is they need to add to the tradition and history, the culture that we've tried to build, and they're asked to try to leave a legacy. And you know what? This group did that. Mm-hmm. I'll argue with anybody. I mean, it was probably one of the best playoff runs in the history of this organization. And this organization goes back a long, long time. So there's nothing for these guys to hang their head about or feel bad about. I think they represented our city very well. I think they did, just so many great things for our organization. And so back to my point here is why I'm upset right now at this moment is that tomorrow was going to be about them. Mm-hmm. I think they've given everything to the program, to the city. That national championship game was going to be for them. And unfortunately, life works in funny ways where you don't always get what you want or what you're hoping for. And in this case, that's the way it goes.
President, GM, and head coach Fred Harbinson on the postgame show one final time here after a hard-fought semifinal loss. And we talked about Jason Becker. You talked about the legacy, just what a journey it is as well. And I'm sure there's a lot of people you want to thank that kind of make this journey happen. And before we go any third, I'll let you have the floor on that and just thank who you want to thank.
Yeah, well, you know what? Our whole staff is unreal. I mean, you're part of that. And it's what makes it fun, obviously, right? So it's you see the work ethic that's been created in the 10 years that I've been there, and I picked up from some great people before that. And it's contagious. It seems like we're attracting those kind of people all the time that want to be part of it. And then from there, clearly our billets, our sponsors, mm-hmm. The whole city is unbelievable. I mean, not taking anything away from the other communities we go to or even here this week, what our fans and just the people of Penticton do to add to the culture that we keep talking about, the brand of the Penticton V's brand, like they're a big piece of it. They're another member of it. And it makes it real special. Like when I have friends that watch online or come to Penticton and see it, like they just can't believe what has been created in there, not just because the SOEC, not because we have some fancy building, just because of everything, it just from top to bottom. So, I just want to thank everybody for letting me be part of it.
Fred Harbinson, the post-game show, and again, I'm just going to let you have the final word. Anything else you want to say one final time to fans, your family, your friends, and all the supporters back home?
Yeah, thanks for supporting us all year. I mean, it was a fun ride, a long ride, with 95 games or whatever the heck it is, 32 playoff games, all those game sevens, and to make it here. I mean, hey, we would have loved to win today and win tomorrow, and but you know what, we can all be, excited about the season that was. And unfortunately for me, it'll be 13 weeks or something that you pointed out to where we'll be starting doing this all over again. So spring camp starts Thursday, and here we go.
Fred Harbinson, the post-game show, president, GM, and head coach. Thanks for this, Fred.
All right, thank you.